my goodness, it's that time again. It is the Crowdcast. I am Karell Silvery. Glad you're joining me on this windy Friday in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, as we head into the weekend. Adele is not. We're going to talk about that and all the people mad at Adele and why. We're going to talk about fatigue, not a fat gay, but fatigue. We're going to talk about something we all got, baby. And as of today, COVID negative again, day 6. I ain't testing anymore. Steve, you know, is still positive and still sick, getting better. Still, you know, I'm not testing anymore because, quite frankly, I've had enough. Can't get enough. I've had enough. All right, let's start with Adele because it's big news. She took to Instagram crying. She was, poor thing, up 30 hours and just trying to figure it all out and couldn't. Because she was trying to figure out a solution to a problem that there was no solution to. When Adele stated that her residency was going to start in Las Vegas on January 23rd or 22nd, 23rd, 22nd, this weekend, tomorrow. When she said that, I was like, why are you starting in January? It's like, I don't get it. You know, Omicron is surging. They announced this back, you know, late November, early. It's like Omicron is surging. Second of all, Adele does not do big concert tours. She hasn't just like been out on tour. And Janet Jackson, Madonna, I've been around these women. And trust me, it takes 6 months to create a beautiful stage show. You can't just, you know, Katy Perry, these people, they already have their stadium tours. That's what they're called. But to pull together a stadium tour that fast? No, of course she couldn't do it. All the money in the world during a pandemic. And this is something you need to understand about entertaining right now. If Adele can't pull together a show with the resources of Caesar's Palace, how is anyone going to pull together a show right now? And there are people out there performing, and God bless them. But you know what? Now is still not the time to be doing live shows. It's just not. March. So these people, they're all upset. Oh, I was mid-flight. I chartered a plane. I did this. I bought tickets. That, blah, blah. First of all the dates are going to be rescheduled, so the tickets are still good. You can get a refund if you want. And if you were staying at Caesars, Caesars won't charge you any kind of cancellation fee and will refund your money. But people say, my travel expenses, and this is what gets me. These people are paying $3,000, $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, $15,000 a seat per seat. And they're going to bitch. Really wealthy people would not bitch about this. They'd say, oh, let's just reschedule. But people who shouldn't be spending that money, they're the ones who are mad. If you're mad because Adele had to reschedule her concert because it might cost you some money, you couldn't afford to go see her in the first place. And that's a hard-ass fact. Remember, we were doing those on the show. Hard-ass facts. That is a hard-ass fact. If you are on the plane, you know, out here, and you spent $2,000 on airfare and $4,000 on tickets and another $1,000, if you're spending $7,000 to just go to a concert, which is about $600 a month for a year, if you're spending that and it's not a once-in-a-lifetime thing, you're going into debt and you should keep your ass home. Don't be mad at Adele. Adele cannot pull together a show in that time during the middle of a pandemic. Nobody could. If she can't, nobody can. So don't be mad at her. Why are you, A, going to a show in the middle of a pandemic? B, why are you bitching about losing money when you're throwing it around like you are Bobo Rockefeller? Because I love Adele, and she's performing not more than 5 miles from here. I do not have tickets. Why? I can't afford them, and they're not doing media tickets. So there is no way in hell, even at the cheap ones, $250, even that, I don't have $300 plus dinner, $500 to go see Adele. I just don't. I'd rather put that in a Roth IRA or something. You know, I don't make that much money. You got to be making $100,000 a year to where that ain't nothing to you. And we ain't. The average salary is $45,000 a year. You know, they asked all these business majors at Harvard what they thought. This is how out of touch these people are. What they thought the average salary was. Every one of them, the freshman class, all thought it was $100,000. The average American salary. It's $45,000. And even if you're making 60 or 70, you $7,000, $8,000 for to come out and see a music artist. No, you can't afford it. And see, we don't want to admit stuff like that. My whole life, I've never wanted to admit stuff like that. I can't afford it. I can't do it because I can't afford it. I'd say, no, let's find a way. Let's find, you know, sometimes you just can't afford to do something. And that's sad. Now, that's why I've been media and all that my whole life, because it let me do a lot of things that I could never afford to do. Never. But I wouldn't pay if I had the money. Okay? If I had tons of money, I would not spend it to go see Adele. I'm sorry, Adele. I love you. I do. But no concert. You know, I wouldn't spend it to see Streisand. You know, I've seen her. And the tickets were free from, I worked at Billboard. And then Ken and Dennis bought me one for my birthday, and that was $340. We had great seats. But it was a gift. I'm in the music industry. That the thought of paying that much money to go see an artist, I was like, no. I wouldn't pay that much to see me. And that's the truth. I would not know. There's just, you know. Speaking of entertainment industry, Louis Anderson died today here in Las Vegas. He lived here. He died of cancer, young, in his late 60s. I'm not going to bemoan. He was a great guy, you know, just a truly funny man. I'm not going to say anything about his health issues or weight or anything like that. I mean, he wasn't the healthiest of people his whole life. And the same with Meatloaf. I believe Meatloaf is an anti-vaxxer. He was speaking out against vaccine mandates, I believe. They will not confirm if he was vaccinated, but he died of COVID, Meatloaf. They're not. TMZ is reporting that, and no one's disputing it. He died of COVID, and he was not vaccinated. And he was, what, in his 60s or 70s, and this is what happens. If you're 74 and you die of, you get COVID, you won't die if you're unvaccinated. He was, according to TMZ, and so he did. And a lot of people are like, you know, well, see, people are like, oh, he did it to himself. Then they're on social media yelling at Adele. You know, half of them are saying, it's okay, honey. It's okay, Adele. Don't you worry. It's all good. Don't you worry. It'll be okay. We'll wait for you. It's okay. Get it right. Let's you know, we'll wait. The other half is, I can't believe I spent all this money and you canceled at the last minute, 2 days before the damn show. You know what? She don't owe you nothing. You bought an overpriced ticket, get it refunded or whatever. Adele don't owe you crap. Everyone acts like Adele owes them something. See, that's what I mean. When you buy a ticket to my show, I owe you a good show. If I can't deliver it and I have to postpone it, then that's what I have to do because I owe you a good show. That's what she owes you. She ain't your financial planner. But people don't want to admit the hard-ass fact that we can't afford to do the nice things in America. People don't want to admit that we are priced out of our own country. You ain't going off into space. A trip to Disneyland now is cost prohibitive for most people. If they're being honest, they use their credit cards. They don't use cash. Ain't no one's forking out $1,200 in cold hard cash. They're putting that on a credit card. We're going way back in debt again because America is unaffordable. That's just the gas station. I just ran errands. I did them all. I turned the day around. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I hadn't done crap. It was cloudy, windy, and I was depressed over everything again. Just, you know, just everything. I have everything to be joyous about, but the mood is so depressing, and there's so much violence in the news and gun violence and politicians just screaming at each other and voting rights going down in flames and Trump ain't arrested. Oh, we're going to indict. We're going to do it. Nothing happens. We got all kinds of horrible stuff happening. We got, oh, yeah, Gabby Pietro, her boyfriend did really kill her. It's in his journal. Of course he killed her. We've got so many terrible things happening. That brings me to the other topic today, fatigue. Today I was fatigued. I just couldn't take it anymore. I was like, you know what? I'm so tired of thinking of all of this. And the only way to truly escape that is to go sleep. So at 1 o'clock, 12:30, I laid down. And at 2 o'clock, I hadn't slept. I was tossing and turning, sleeping for 5 minutes. And I said, you got a lot to do today. You've got 5 errands to run out in the world. And then you got to do a show. And this is at 2 o'clock. I told Steve, I'm not sure this is going to happen. Well, I had a choice. I could turn the day around and get accomplished what I want to accomplish. Or I could just stay depressed. So I got up, got on the motorcycle, got out with Ember in the wind and the rain. And it was beautiful. And went to Walgreens where it's ravaged. And horrible, and I picked up a prescription, and oh my God, my doxycycline from my nose to make it not red for rosacea. Anyway, so picked that, the only drug I take, that and Ibrosartan, that's all I take. So I went there to pick it up, and the store is ravaged, like the cold section, there's nothing on the shelves. There really is, there's nothing on the shelves. There are 2 aisles of Valentine's stuff, trash, Valentine's trash, 2 aisles of it. that managed to make it into the store. Cold remedies, face mask, and COVID tests. No, they ain't got none of those. But Valentine crap, we got a ton of. I want whoever produces the Valentine crap and the Christmas crap that all these stores put out to start producing the COVID test and the cough medicines, because it appears they have no problem with their supply chain. So we were up in there terrified, double masked. I was double masked because I tested negative again this morning. I'm not getting the COVID if I can avoid it. So I was double masked. And we just ended up getting I didn't want to shop. I just didn't want to touch it. So we got out. And then I went to the dispensary, which was not crowded. So that's good. Got edibles because I need those. I make mine, but sometimes it's like to buy them. And they have a lot of vegan options now. So I got some edibles, and that was fun with Ember. Did a mini therapy session with my therapist on my phone in the parking lot of the dispensary for about a half hour. Not making that up. Then got back on the bike in the wind and the drizzles. And went to the vitamin store and got algae oil because I need omega-3s. I'm a vegan and I don't eat fish. And fish oil is actually just the middleman. Fish is the middleman. They eat the algae, which has the oil. They store the oil, and then you eat the fish and you think you're eating fish oil. You're not. You're eating algae oil stored in the fish. So I'm just cutting out the middleman. I'll let the fish go be the fish and I'll eat the algae. So I'm eating it's algae. IWI is the name of the brand, and it's algae oil. It's the best source of omega-3s. Flaxseed oil, your body doesn't process the same way as algae oil, and so you actually get more of the omega-3s, omega-6, and omega-9s from the algae oil. So if you are a plant-based eater and you want to keep taking omega-3s, use algae oil. It's just type it into any health food store. Even I think Costco has it. It's algae-based omega-3s. So I got that and fiber because the world is full of crap. And then I went to the UPS store where my towels came in. I haven't had new towels in 4 years, and I had a gift card from Kohl's. They had a sale, so I got some towels and a lot of other stuff. Then I picked up Bones for Amber at the bakery and a liver brownie, and then a vegan aloo sog and vegan veggie korma from my Indian restaurant, Laziz. And that'll be dinner tonight when I'm done with the show. And then I came home, put all that away. Oh, and my Airwicks. I got those Airwick things to put. Those oil diffusers just ain't working. So I got the Airwicks to plug in and see if I can keep it smelling lavendery. And that's how I got out of my fatigue. Because like you, I am tired of it all. I am tired of hearing about COVID. I want it over. And we know why it's not the masked idiots or unmasked idiots. And we know that a lot of vaccinated people are now getting it. About 50% are vaccinated, but they're not going to the hospital. And that's the whole point of the vaccine. Steve has not gone to the hospital. That's the whole point. And I did not convert. I did not. So that's the whole point of the vaccine. And that's how it's going to be every year. You're going to get your COVID vaccine. If you get the COVID, you're going to stay home until you test negative, and then you're going to go back out. That's how it's going to be. That's going to be life now. And we're all wanting to get back to it, aren't we? Back to life. But as I said before, there's no going back. We have to go forward, but we're ready to move forward. I don't know about you, but I am ready for something else. And the sad part is there might be nothing else. The Republicans might win the midterms. All this fighting could continue. They could start doing horrible things again. There might not be an end to our woes here in America. COVID could mutate another. You know, there may not be. And I'm already, I don't know about you, the last 2 years have worn me the hell out. I am tired. I'm tired of having to put up with idiots and morons who put us in this situation. I'm tired of us paying for it with our time, with our lives, with all of it. I am tired of no repercussions for the bad people. I'm tired of it. I am so tired of hearing all these stories about how terrible all these people are. Mitch McConnell, well, African-American voters have been voting the same as American voters. Blatantly, he should be out, gone tomorrow, just gone. I know you're tired. You're tired of all that. You're tired of hearing about it and nothing happening. So am I. And I wish I could offer you some sort of hope that that's going to change. But unless, you know, I wrote an open letter to Gavin Newsom and Governor Sisolak, and they both said they'd look at it. Actually sent me a note and said, I'll look at it. And it was to sue the media distribution companies, DirecTV and Spectrum and all of them, for spreading disinformation. You know, Fox and all of them, as I said before, they can be saying whatever they want to say, but if you don't give them the megaphone, then no one's going to hear it. And the distribution companies blast it out there to your TV, right? Feeds it right into here. If Fox and OAN and Newsmax, if it was harder to for it to feed into here, if it was a Roku channel, or if they wouldn't carry it, if it was a, their own apps, if each of them had to be their own app, well, then the Apple Store wouldn't carry it. So you could make it so that you, people, it would be hard to find. You're not getting rid of it. You're not silencing it. You're just making it harder to find. If we did that through litigation, because remember, people only do the right thing when doing the wrong thing costs them more money. That is the only reason people do the right thing. They only do the right thing because doing the wrong thing is going to cost them money. And that's the world today. And that goes right down to the private level. Most private individuals, they only do the right stuff because the wrong stuff would cost them money. And it's just, it's. I know you're tired. I'm tired. I know you're tired. We are tired of it. So this weekend, time to renew. Whether you're still at home, get into a good series. Get into a good book. Love your dog, your cat, whatever. Go outside still for walks and all of that. Start eating some vegan recipes. It's still Veganuary. You know, I mean, I'm having vegan Indian. I was going to make it, but it's so involved to make Indian food. It's not hard. It's just a lot of spices, which I have all of them. You know, a teaspoon of cumin and a teaspoon of coriander, blah, blah, blah. It's so much easier to call the Indian. I'm one person. You know, just call the Indian restaurant and say, yeah, let me just order up. So renew. Find some music you love. Something, because I don't know about you, but if I keep being this tired with everything going on, I will sell everything and just leave. Because the noise, it's 2 years of my life. I've wasted 2 years of my life in America now, while the rest of the world was the same way. I would have had to go to New Zealand or something. But truly, 2 years of our lives have been wasted by politicians, starting with Trump and their ineffective response to the pandemic. Then the Trumpites afterwards, who fought everything, fought the vaccines, fought masks, fought. They're still fighting. Today, another court battle was lost about mandates. So now we can't even say if there's a virus that's killing everyone, spreading, you have to do this. And you have, now they're like, oh, no, you can't tell business what to do. Why the frack not? Why can't we tell business what to do? They tell us what to do all the time. God, it's like the billionaires and the taxes. Why can't we tax them and take their money? The government takes our money all the time. See, I'm tired. I don't know about y'all. I am tired. I'm tired, honey. Tired. Tired, tired, tired. I'm tired of it all. And I'm getting to that Tiffany Haddish breaking point, okay? I'm getting to that going to get so drunk I'll be falling asleep on my scooter. And I don't even drink. So for me, that's one drink. I mean, really, I'm getting to that point where either I start doing something to tune it out or I got to turn it off. I mean, off, like no social media, no news. But then you still see the idiots out in the world. You know, and aren't you tired of them? Oh, I'm so sick of idiots out in the world wearing the mask down around here or just giving up. And now we're just not going to wear them. That's coming. It's coming. Going to Europe March 1st, and we'll be behind. By April, there'll be no more masks in America. They're just going to give up. Omicron's going to go down. Everyone's just going to give up. And then a new variant. Maybe the next one will kill everybody. And I don't want that to happen. But you know what? The next variant could be so contagious. It could be as contagious as Omicron, as deadly as Delta, and immune to vaccines. And since no one wants to wear their mask or anything, they will die. I'll be right back here, right back in this room, figuring out how to live life for the rest of my life without a lot of going out. I mean, I'm 60 this year. When am I going to finally get to go back to travel? 65? Well, you can travel now if you want to die. People are dying. Right here in Clark County, our hospitals are at 98%. We had 29 deaths overnight. One of them being Louis Anderson. I don't think he was COVID, though. But, I mean, really, we had 3,900 cases here in just Clark County yesterday. 3,900. Our positivity rate is 38.2%, and that doesn't mean how happy we are to serve you cocktails. That means that's our positivity rate. It's supposed to be under 5. The CDC says ideally under 5. We're at 38. I mean, COVID, it's probably outside the window knocking to get in or something. It's everywhere. You're standing outside my house like in the Scream movie with a knife. Yeah, I mean, really, COVID is like it's stalking everybody. But they said by March, half of America will have been infected. We never had that happen. Half. 160 million people will be infected. 70 are now. It's just wildfire, child. And yet we're going to go back to like no mask and stuff in April. You wait and see. We are. And when we do, ooh, people going to get sick. Not me. I'm not. I this summer is when I see myself being comfortable to go back to a place without a mask. This summer. Before then, eh. All right, I hope you had a good week here with me. I am writing. I'm so excited about the book. The book has taken a turn. The front half of Die Healthy is really how I got to that moment. And then once I got to that moment of I must change, how I realized that that change was not just going to help me, but was going to help the planet too. And that was such a momentous moment for me when I started being a vegan, and then about 90 days into it, I realized that, you know, I'm actually helping the planet now too. And everything just started to fall into place. So the book is coming along, and recipes are going to be down and dirty. I ain't going to be no French chef in this book. It's going to be how to make mac and cheese. It's going to be the stuff that you want to eat, like Indian food, stuff like that, how to do it. And I've already got like 75 recipes, maybe 80. So it's happening. It will be out in 2022. So that's very exciting. And I'm doing a sizzle reel for Life in Segments. We're going to try to get that back up and running. That's cool. I'm going to leave you with a story. Maybe it's uplifting. I don't know yet. But maybe it'll encourage you. You know that I see the homeless people every day and I talk to them. Well, yesterday morning, this one that I thought was from Italy because of his accent, it's not. He never says much to me except good morning. Yesterday, he says to me, "You want to hear my story?" Just as we're jogging by, I'm all, "Good morning, ciao, ciao." And he says, "Good morning. You want to hear my story?" And I just thought, you know what I do? So I stopped and David Etheridge was on the phone with me and I started listening to this man's story. And he said, "I'm homeless, but I," and he speaks with a very heavy accent, but from Bulgaria. He said, "I grew up in Bulgaria around communist." He goes, "You know, and I have a home there still. And I come to America and marry a woman and we have a child. And then as things happen, we, you know, the divorce is going to happen. And I'm living over here." And he points. He goes, "In a $500,000 house, a $500,000 home, 5 years ago. And my wife wanted to her half to become the whole half. So she gave me some money and told me to sign the papers over to her and that she'd give me the rest of the money. Well, I signed the paper over to her and she didn't give me the rest of the money and she threw me out. And I've been," and so "you've been homeless ever since." "Ever since." And he was going on about his son and how he is a man of, or was a man of means. And he just could not believe. He was like, and he, you could see the disbelief on his face. He still, after five, I said, "How long have you been homeless?" He said, "5 years, 6 years, I forget." I said, "Well, why?" And he said, "Because I couldn't get back to Bulgaria." And so then he went into this whole story about how they kept his passport from him. Now, you know, I need to believe like some of this, but so then he shows me a valid brand new passport. "My son finally bring me my passport and I'm finally able to go home and I don't have a ticket to Bulgaria." I said, "How much are tickets to Bulgaria?" He said, $900. He knew. So I came home and I thought, does this guy, is this real? Does he really have a home in Bulgaria? If he could really get to Bulgaria, would he not be homeless anymore, sleeping in a park? So I drafted a letter about the encounter. I said, "You know, I met this man. He's from Bulgaria. He says he has a family there, or at least has a house there. And that if he could get there, he would not be homeless anymore. He has a valid passport." And I sent it to the Bulgarian embassy in Los Angeles and New York yesterday. I've not heard back, but I sent this letter saying, "Look, I don't know what I can do for him. Is there, you know, do you guys have a way maybe to get him back home if he really has a house there?" So I told him I would look into it. I told the guy, I said, "You know what? I'm going to look into ways to get you to Bulgaria." And so I came home and that's what I did. Now, if I were on KFI, I would have told this story. And within a half hour, someone would have offered him to go home. I know because we did another thing like that with someone who needed to go home to find their parents after the earthquake in Japan. And airline called in and offered airfare and the whole thing. It's not, I'm not looking for that, you know, but I just want you guys to know that this guy telling me his story and then me simply drafting these letters could totally change his world. Getting just a little bit involved can totally change things. So this weekend, get a little bit involved in something that's going to make you feel good. You know, pay it forward at a drive-through or something. Do something that's going to make you feel like I'm trying to change the world around me. If I could get one person out of that park that I don't have to see, and one person that doesn't have to be cold and shivering and stuff in the park, then I've done a good thing. You know, and just one. And I've gotten many out of that park, but just one. So I'm going to continue to try to get someone to fly this man to Bulgaria. What are you going to do this weekend? I'm also going to watch some movies. I got West Side Story, a screener. I want to see that. And yeah, I'm going to try to have some fun. I'm going to try to forget and replenish and turn off the fatigue. And please, for the love of all things holy, Grim Reaper, can you lay off with the celebrities? Okay? I mean, really. From Betty White on, it's just been a deluge of dead celebrities. Oh, I read the John Stamos eulogy to Bob Saget. It just tore me up. So enough. Enough of the dead celebrities. No more for at least a few weeks. I am Carell. You be who you want to be, so I don't hurt anybody. And thank you so much for joining me and going to the website, reallycarell.com, and reading the things that are there and watching the videos. There's going to be so much more there in the weeks to come as I'm working on it by myself, but it's going to happen. Thank you for your Patreon support. It's almost coming up on the first of the month again, and thank you for that. Patreon.com/Carell, K-A-R-E-L, is how you support. I would not be able to do the show without that support. I really would not. I'd have to do something else to put that money into the bank. So thank you so very much for that. And you got to subscribe on YouTube. I did get a bunch of new subscribers after I did my plea, so I'm begging again. Go to youtube.com/reallycarell and subscribe there, youtube.com/reallycarell. That way when all my videos post, you get notifications and all of that. So go and subscribe. Until we meet again on Monday, stay safe, stay well. I love you. Get out of here. Go home. Go do something. Go have fun. We'll be right back.